This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener. Welcome to the Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. To be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. A little chilly out there. Past couple mornings, yesterday woke up about 38 degrees. Probably close to the same. I know we had some frost warnings out there. But looking like it's going to warm up for a couple days during the week. Should be a nice time. So definitely still got time to get out there. I know this couple days of cold has been worrisome when you're worrying about putting a lawn in or something like that. You know, is it getting too cold? Is what's going on? But I think we're going to be just fine. The flux of temperature has been just something else, though. You know, going from 80 degrees about a week ago to 38 degrees, 35 degrees. I think if I look now, it's 35 degrees. So it's just something else. But still time to get out there. It's time to get ready for the end of the season. I'm getting everything ready for winter, the garden, putting the garden to bed type time of year. We talked about it last week, I believe, in our newsletter. Things we should be doing, things we should be getting ready. You know, we talk about getting the garden ready. One of the other things to talk about is getting the things you need for winter ready. You know, you don't want to think about it, obviously. But, you know, one of the things you should be looking at right now is possibly getting ready to get that snowblower all tuned up and ready. You know, you never know what could happen in the next couple weeks. I'm hoping there's no snow, obviously, but, you know, we'd look at it for just getting ahead, because comes time that first snowstorm, you pull the cord and it doesn't go. That shovel does not look good. But, you know, it's one of those things my father always used to talk about with me. And I know with the listeners out there, one year, you know, certain times a year, you're like, all right, I got to look at this and get this ready. And, you know, the snowblower is one of them. Same thing with the lawnmower in the spring. You know, get it, check it out early, see if there's anything that's happened. The other thing that we can be doing is looking at, you know, when you put everything away for the season, when you put the mower away, when you put all the tools away, when you do all that to get ready for next year, you know, getting them so they are put away so when you go to use them, they're ready. You know, cleaning all your pruners, cleaning all your shovels, making sure there's no dirt sitting on them or the edges are nice and clean. That type of thing is something that is very important to get yourself ahead for next season. So definitely something to think about, but we're getting there for next season. I'm looking at the weather forecast right now, and we're looking at a lot of rain right now for next week. But 60s, you know, no low temperatures like we have had the past couple days. So still some time to get the lawn out there. That rain's going to help with some of that germination, so that should be pretty good to help out with some of the growth, etc. Really think about if you want to be doing that for next year, you still have some time. Just based on the temperatures for 2 weeks, we still have some 60 degree weather, so it should be pretty good to go. For those of you who have any questions in regards to lawn care, you can call us at 855-660-4261. And then the other questions for that matter, it's not just about lawns, obviously, it's about all your entire garden. One thing we did touch on last week that I wanted to touch on again this week, as it's starting to notice it in the garden past couple weeks, when it comes to your evergreens, you're starting to notice a little bit of yellowing, and the yellowing on the inside of the plant. And it's one of those things where we should be looking at it and saying, okay, what is that? You know, it's good to ask questions, but here's the answer to that. The answer to that is going to be, it's actually called fall shedding. All evergreens, you know, they keep their leaves, their needles, et cetera, for the winter, where the deciduous tree, like an oak or a maple, drops all its leaves and then reforms new buds next season. Well, an evergreen has to do something along those lines so that it can start to form new buds, new leaves, new needles, etc. And so what it does is it'll start to drop some of the middle branching. You'll start to see yellowing in the middle of an arborvitae. You'll start to see yellowing in the middle of a rhododendron. That type of thing. So it's actually completely natural when you start to see it on the inside. So if you see it on the inside, it's really going to be okay. It's just a natural process the plant goes through. It's some of the areas the sun doesn't hit the most, so it gets rid of some of those versus the outside. I've seen it here. I touched base on last week where we were looking at a rhododendron in the front of the house, and my daughters were having a good time trying to pull all the leaves, all the yellow leaves, and my youngest was she was starting to pull a little bit of everything, but, we're looking for those leaves as an indicator that it is fall. It is a natural type. So just wanted to, make sure you guys knew that out there. You'll see it on arborvitaes. Arborvitaes almost sometimes show it the most, where you're just kind of like, oh, what is going on? Something's going on. This, something's not right here. And you take a look and it's really all the inside. It'll start to thin out. The easiest way to do that sometimes is just shake the tree a little bit, help the process along, kind of clean out from there, allow the air flow to go through, allow the sun to get in a little bit more. You know, this time of year, as the leaves start to fall, there's a little bit more sunlight on those plants, that type of thing. So, you know, you kind of get rid of some of those brown, yellowing leaves from in there, clean it up, allow that airflow to hit some of the areas it wasn't, and allow the sunlight as well. So, little technical difficulties today. I think everybody's out there a little cold overnight, so you know, freezing some of these lines here. But we're back in the saddle again. For those of you who do have some questions today, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time, plenty of wide open lines to answer some of your questions today. Like I said, we can talk about lawn care, talk about putting some things away. We just talked about some fall shedding. But we can talk about anything, any of the issues that you're having. A lot of your insects are starting to, not be there as much when it's on the outside in the yard. But they're starting to move indoors, so some of your houseplants could have them, et cetera. So just, we can start answering those types of questions. Anything's wide open for us today. We can be here to help you out with all those gardening questions. It is time to start getting ready to bring some of those houseplants inside and hopefully any of them that you've had outside in the past couple days here have gone in indoors as the temperature's just real cold. So definitely thinking about getting ready for fall and winter. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We've talked a little bit about a few different things for fall. This time of year, you know, you're starting to slow down on the gardening outside, starting to work on your way inside. We started to just touch on it, but, you know, hopefully the past couple days you've been bringing in some of your houseplants, any of your tropicals coming inside because of that cold weather that we've been having. But at the same time, you know, getting ready for a nice new season, if you will, indoors with those plants. A lot of you, you know, sometimes when you bring them outside, they're starting to get too big for the pot. Or when you bring them in, you know, you might want to put them in a nice new area with a nice new pot, nice new soil, etc. A couple things we can discuss on that, you know. Obviously, when you upgrade the pot, you know, what type of soil do you use? Is there anything you can do to help out with the soil or any insects that you might be bringing indoors? You know, there's a few things to be thinking about. You know, there's some sprays, some, you know, definitely organic sprays, some neem oil or all seasons oil on your houseplants before you bring them in. That way, anything that's been on the outside is not coming on the inside to the house. The other thing you can be looking at doing is using a product from Bonai called Systemic Houseplant, which will help with some fungus gnats. Those are those little flies that are flying around that almost look like you know, fruit flies in the house, and you're kind of wondering, all right, where's that piece of fruit? What's going on? But these fungus gnats look the same thing, and they're coming in from the outdoors in the soil. That's Systemic Houseplant. It's a granular that you mix in with the new soil or even existing soil, try to get it into there, and that will actually help get rid of some of those fungus gnats. And that's a big one that comes in early this season when you're starting up the fall indoors. So definitely think about it. But when it comes to soils, you know, definitely some great soils out there. Espoma has some great soils to be using. A lot of them are soilless mixes. It doesn't mean there's no soil in them. It's just not any, like, the hard dirt or outdoor-type soil. It's more of a loose, lighter soil to help absorb water, to keep the water in there. There's going to be some vermiculite, some perlite. You know, depending upon what you have, there's going to be some other things mixed into that soil to keep that soil, you know, not moist, not sitting in water, but keeping that water in there and going to the right spots. So it is definitely important to be looking at, you know, the products you're using when you come inside with them. Some of that soil, like I said, some sprays. One of the things that I always suggest doing anytime anybody's bringing a houseplant in for the winter, for the full time, is to spray it with something along the lines of like neem oil or all seasons oil. Spray it outdoors, let it sit, let it dry, and then you can bring it indoors. You're just helping yourself set up for success with the plants. Anything that could be sitting on there, you know, sitting in any of the crevices of the plant, sitting just, you know, hiding. That's what we want to be looking for. So, you know, definitely use an all seasons oil or a neem oil for this time of year. So it's definitely something to be thinking about going forward. You know, the other thing we can be looking at is placement of the indoors and the plants, making sure they get that full sun. You know, you want to be taking a look at it and saying, all right, it's in full sun outdoors. Am I going to put it in a north-facing window? Am I going to put it in a south-facing window? What am I going to do? Most likely going to try to do that south-facing window to get more of that sun. You know, take a look at the situation and see what it actually calls for when you're coming in. The sunlight, you want to keep it the same as before. So that's definitely something to think about. We can discuss that more over the next few hours. There's a lot to discuss out there, but cooler temperatures. We're starting to get into that fall. Still plenty of time to be planting outdoors and indoors. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is formally objecting to the Democrats conducting their impeachment inquiry without a vote to approve a resolution for it.
They've taken away our rights. So if they proceed, and, you know, they'll just get their people, they're all in line, because even though many of them don't want to vote, they have no choice. They have to follow their leadership. And then we'll get it to the Senate, and we're going to win.
House Democrats leading the inquiry have sent a subpoena to the White House demanding documents on President Trump's effort to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, saying they're corrupt. Biden in Los Angeles responds.
All this talk of the president about corruption comes from the most corrupt president we've had in modern history. He's the definition of corruption. He's corrupted the agencies of government, from the Defense Department, from the State Department, from the Justice Department.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, I do have a email question we can get to. Last week we discussed a little bit on burning bush and when you can trim them, etc. It's funny, we put out an article in regards to, the part of it was burning bush. It was fall color, fall different things, etc. This past week. And I also got an email that was stating how invasive burning bushes are, etc., which is interesting. I definitely knew it was invasive. It's considered an invasive species here in Massachusetts. You're not allowed to sell them at a garden center. Purchasing them is, if you have the product on the garden center, it's like a $100 fine. I'm not sure if it's per plant or per... per inspection. But that is something. It's interesting because the burning bush was such a popular plant, in the landscape. Always had that green leaves. It'll start turning red at this point. Using its namesake of burning, it was looking like it was on fire. It was that red. But one of the questions was, when can you trim burning bushes? You can trim the burning bushes pretty much any time of the year, except for like the hot times of the year, in the middle of July. Just sometimes it'll burn the plant a little bit, dry it out quicker, put it into a little bit more shock. Whereas, this time of year, it's cooler. There's going to be able to callus and really get that form. A lot of people will trim a burning bush anywhere between April and about July 1st-ish, maybe a little bit before July 1st, to get it really taken care of. So that's something to be thinking about when it comes to anything like that. So that's a deciduous shrub that will lose its leaves soon. A lot of people will actually wait when it comes to anything deciduous. Not anything. Let me rephrase it. Anything of the bigger form. Not your hydrangeas. We're not looking at those types or azaleas or those. I'm talking more like tree forms and a burning bush sometimes when they're bigger. Almost considered a tree form. But they'll wait till later in the season to prune them. Reason being is they can kind of see where some of those cross branches are, see where on the inside, you know, they can thin it out, etc. So that is something to be thinking about. You know, over the winter, a lot of tree work gets done. That's because there's no leaves. It's easier for a climber to see where they're going. They're not going to, you know, trip over something that they just didn't see, etc. But they're also going to be see those cross branches, those areas that you might not have seen that had cracks, because, you know, there's leaves everywhere. You're not going to be able to see as much. So a lot of tree work gets done in the fall, slash winter. So things to think about, but, your burning bush, you can trim in the spring, all the way up to about July 1st. And then again in the fall, seeing as it doesn't flower, it is something that you can definitely clean up. As far as the invasive part of it, you know, a number of years ago, I would sit there, and when they came out with this as an invasive species, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I've never seen this in the wild, never seen this anywhere, etc. You know, I was like, they're just trying to get rid of something that we want. Well, a couple years after they did that, I was at my brother-in-law's old house. We were doing some tree work, and I just saw little burning bushes all over the place. And I was like, did you plant those there? He's like, no, they just started popping up. I was like, the burning bush is like 100 feet away. What? The one that was in there at their house. I was like, oh, okay. So at that point I was like, maybe it's a little bit invasive. But you know, I've seen it at a few other places that it doesn't travel. You know, the seed pods that fall off there just start absorbing, going into the ground and popping up everywhere. Some areas it just gets crazily invasive. So, you know, that's why it's on the invasive species type. One of those shrubs you can't get at the garden center any longer in Massachusetts. I believe in Maine as well. New Hampshire had been thinking about it. There's some other states in New England. It's pretty much considered an invasive species. There's an extensive list of invasive species that you can no longer purchase at garden centers. One of them, another one is bittersweet. Bittersweet used to be able to buy that every time, all over the place, plant it, and then it just went crazy. The garden center I work for, Mahoney's in Winchester, they had actually planted some bittersweet 20-some years ago to, you know, use it to harvest later. Because that bittersweet berry, that orange, was a nice color for fall. You could use it for decorations, etc. A lot of people were using it. Now, at this point, you can't even do that. But they had planted it, and you look at it now, and the name of the store that I work for, obviously, is Mahoney's. But it's Mahoney's Rocky Ledge. There's a ledge in the back of it that is now has some areas covered in some of its bittersweet. So, you know, we've been talking about getting rid of it for the this fall once we have some space to be dealing with. But it was just funny how, you know, that bittersweet was put in there with a great intention of being able to use it again, cutting it, making it look cool for this time of year. And then it just absolutely took over a number of years. So that's what the invasive species does. And the state governments look at those and figure out, all right, this one, or this one. What's going to happen with those? So something to be thinking about, and of reasons why we're not having certain shrubs any longer in the, you know, in the garden centers, and you're not seeing them as much. So just some thoughts on some invasive species. We can go over that and more. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, are you tired of the mice moving into your home with you every fall? Would you like to keep them from coming into your home? Do you just like using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint, but mice hate it. Mouse Magic repels by smell and works as an irritant, which drives mice away. Just one throw packet per average size room and you're mouse-free for up to 2 months. Available in a 4-pack box or a 12-pack economy Ziploc bag. Bonide products are made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at these fine stores. You can find it at Dodge Grain Company in Salem, New Hampshire, Hart Farm Nursery in Dennisport, Massachusetts, and Longfellow's Greenhouse in Manchester, Maine. Or go to bonide.com to find a retailer near you. Now, that is definitely something to be thinking about this fall when you're putting everything away. I don't know how many years in a row it happened to my dad before this product was really out there and it was something that he knew about. He'd be putting away a lawnmower and, you know, we had a sit-down lawnmower. And every year it seemed like they'd either the mice would make a hole in the seat or they'd just take a couple of wires and chew on them underneath so we wouldn't be able to get it going. And then once he found this product, it was amazing and changed everything for him. It really was a game changer. Using it in the shed, using it in the garage, putting it inside like a boat that you've overwintered, you know, maybe if you have somebody who's done it, you might have already done it at this point, but sometimes, you know, you get to the boatyard and they put that plastic covering on it, maybe throw a couple packages in there before getting it ready before you bring it home, just to keep any of the mice away in there, because they are starting to, you know, we're getting that cold and they're looking for some place to go, so they're starting to head indoors, starting to head in sheds, anything that's warm, and this Mouse Magic definitely helps it. If you're looking for something, if you have a little bit bigger type, like a chipmunk, a squirrel, if you've had rat issues, the company Bonide does have what's called Rat Magic. It's not just for rats. A lot of people have been starting to use it to keep squirrels and chipmunks away from different areas that they use. It's definitely useful for that. I've noticed it becoming more popular with that. They call it Rat Magic, obviously, the playoff of the Mouse Magic. But it's for smaller, like, pest type critters like that. A little bit bigger than the mouse, but not, you know, going into the, you know, big sizes of like a deer or something like that. You know, you want to repel them in different ways. You know, we do have products out there that do repels all, like everything, all different types of animals. But this one specifically, these two, we got the Mouse Magic that will go for the smaller mice. And then you go up to the Rat Magic, which will go to even squirrels, chipmunks as well. So something to be thinking about going forward if you've had any of these issues in the past, putting those in the areas. It's a nice smell. I know when I used to live in a house that had a dirt floor basement, we used to just buy bottles of peppermint, just open the top and let it sit there to repel some of the mice from coming in and, you know, different areas. Didn't smell bad at all, so it was nice. But once we figured out those different products you can use, it really worked well. So something to think about, because the mice and those little critters are looking for some place to stay. While we, you know, discuss that a little bit, we're looking at putting things to bed in the garden, and we're thinking about, you know, putting some salt marsh hay around some of these plants for winter. Well, my father used to say it all the time, go out and get the salt marsh hay now and bring it home, have it ready. Don't put it around the plants yet. You're looking to almost put it around the plants around Thanksgiving time. That's when the ground's frozen. That's when, you know, those little critters aren't looking for some place to live outside. That's when you can put that salt marsh around, you know, your roses, some of your deciduous shrubs, some perennials that you want to just protect over the winter. But putting those around them a little bit later in the season will help them, because mice are just going to be looking for some place to live. You put it out now, you're building them a house. You're putting it around the plant. They've got food. They've got shelter. They'll have water from any of the snow that comes through there. And they can just live right in that little spot, devouring the plant that's in there. So that's why we wait until about Thanksgiving to put that salt marsh hay around it. But it is something you want to get now at the garden center, because later on, towards Thanksgiving, a lot of these garden centers are not going to have the product. So something to think about. You can use that salt marsh hay as a decoration for fall. Reason why I keep saying salt marsh hay, straw has some weed seeds in it, whereas salt marsh hay does not. So you don't want to be adding any of those weeds into the garden for later. That's why we look at the salt marsh hay, to be putting around those plants and getting them protected for the winter. But we wait to put it in there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break when we get back. More of your gardening questions, more things we can be doing in the garden. Right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, can answer some more email questions. I had a good one yesterday from Chuck. The question that he has here, it states, I just inherited three large pots of canna lilies. I live on Cape Cod. What should I do with them in the winter to assure I can plant them again in the spring? So, this is what you can do for anybody who wants to bring in some of those canna lilies. They get nice and big during the season, gorgeous to look at. And you want to bring them back instead of, you know, having to go buy new ones each year. So what you do is you wait till that first hard frost. We're going to start to see everything turning brown, headed down. At that point, what you would do, you would cut them down to about 6 inches, 4 to 6 inches, from the ground. A lot of times you use those leaves at that point, just to kind of pull them out of the pot. What we want to do is on these canna lilies, we want to get them out of the pot, get them, to get some of that soil off of it. You know, some of the loose soil, get it out there. Let it dry out. You don't want it to dry out in the sun. You want it to just, you know, dry out in a nicer area where it's not going to be hitting full sun all day because you can actually do some damage to the bulb at that point. You can take a look in there. Are there a lot of, you know, stalk in there? Is this the time you can kind of, you know, break it up a little bit, do a little bit of root pruning, etc.? But once it's dried out, if the plant, you know, say it rained a lot and it's you know, soaking wet. You don't want to overwinter it, you know, moist like that, because what you're going to end up doing is you're going to take a, you know, you can take a cardboard box, you can take a Tupperware container, and put about an inch of peat moss on the bottom of the container. From there, then you'll put the bulb into the container for the winter. That peat moss will keep some of the moisture in the plant. You don't want it to stay wet. It can create mold. It can create rot, that type of thing. The peat moss you're just putting in there, give it a nice soil base to be holding it. But in there, you can put those canna lily bulbs in there. The best thing you're going to need to do is store it. So it's going to be below 50-ish, but well above freezing. You don't want the bulbs to freeze. That will affect them. But what you are actually doing for these bulbs is you're getting them into a dormant period. You're allowing them to have that overwintering effect so that they can restore the bulb itself and then rejuvenate. In the spring, multiple months later, once you start to see the warmer days, you'll start to see those little leaves popping. That's when you can plant them out there. That's when you can separate them. Question here, it says three large pots. I'm assuming they've been in there for a while. Maybe it's time to separate, or maybe it's time to just plant them all in the same spot. So that way you have this nice huge plant for this year. So it's really up to you when it comes to planting them. But some of them can divide, so you can have multiple cannas. Check on them during the winter. Make sure there's no mold in there. Make sure nothing's really getting to them. Sometimes you can mist them a little bit, but you don't want to put too much water in them. You don't want to push any growth. You don't want to look at it and say, all right, what would I do to get this to start growing? I give it water, fertilizer, soil, etc. You don't want to do really any of those. You might mist it just a little bit if you're starting to feel it really dry in the soil. But it's something you can put down like in a basement. Shed might not be the best idea based on, you know, the temperatures that we could be having. You know, well below freezing could affect them. Maybe a garage that is not fully heated. Maybe it's heated enough that keeps it so, the cars stay warm, but not, too warm. So definitely look at something where it's going to get the temperatures. You want them below 50 and above freezing for anything that you're bringing inside like this to store for next season. So, again, this is with canna lilies. They're gorgeous when they're out there at this time of year, but it's something to think about bringing in. So definitely a thought there. So, Chuck, hopefully you're listening. We'll try to get that answered by email as well. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Wrapping up the 6 o'clock hour here. A couple more hours, wide open phone lines. We have Victoria from Natural Alternatives coming around 9 o'clock. But give us a call on the other side of the break. We'll help you out. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.